morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Good morning, Mr. Rancher, sir.
Hi there. Can I help you fellas?
No, sir, but we can help you. I'm Ed.
And I'm Fred.
And we're the Parasite Patrol.
The what?
The Parasite Patrol, dedicated to protecting your cattle from blood-sucking parasites.
Just how do you plan on doing that?
With these new TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
New TriZap tags combine three proven active ingredients in one easy-to-apply tag to stop horn flies, face flies, lice, and ear ticks dead in their tracks.
Plus, TriZap tags help guard against the growing threat of horn fly resistance.
Well, boys, I think you sold me.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, sir.
And neither will your cattle.
This year, ask your livestock product supplier for the triple barrel protection of TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Texas Senator Ted Cruz claims that after a White House meeting with President Trump, Oil Patch and Midwest Ethanol senators and the heads of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Agriculture, that Trump has decided a way forward on the long-simmering renewable fuel standard fight. Cruz says in a tweet that the president decided on a trade-off of year-round use in return for requiring RIN ethanol compliance credits for ethanol exports. Cruz called it a win-win for everyone, with more corn being sold and more ethanol exports, plus lower RIN costs, saving blue-collar refinery jobs. But longtime ethanol backer and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley tweeted that the president did not agree to the RIN price cap that Cruz sought, saying that Trump again called for year-round E15 use and that Grassley needed to see the details of any plan by Pruitt and USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue also at the meeting. Grassley said that the devil was in the details. Meanwhile, Grassley and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst continued to focus on RIN waivers that EPA Chief Scott Pruitt is issuing in some cases to billion-dollar refiners. Grassley said before the meeting that he had planned to tell the president that Pruitt is destroying the 15-billion-gallon RFS ethanol mandate with secret hardship waivers when there is no hardship. He told reporters the RFS commitment Trump gave with one hand during the campaign, Pruitt is taking away with the other hand.
Pruitt works for Trump, and Trump was elected president, not Pruitt.
But Grassley was asked if the president even understood the Pruitt waiver's toll on ethanol demand of some 1.6 billion gallons so far.
I'm not sure that I would expect the president to understand that. I think in very general terms, all we have to do is he promised 15 billion gallons, just make sure it happens. It's probably that simple.
But it hasn't been that simple. Trump effectively overruled Pruitt last year on keeping the 15 billion gallon target, but not on so-called RIN credit waivers that Grassley protested to Trump about at an earlier White House meeting. Oil Patch senators led by Cruz pushed back hard. Here's Cruz at the recent oil industry rally.
There's a solution that is a win-win solution. There's a solution that the president has heard, has listened to, has expressed support for. The solution is capping the regulatory cost on RIN so that the men and women behind me can keep their jobs.
However, the final details of Trump's decision and whether it will end the waivers is unclear, nor is it clear what will happen to the estimated 1.6 billion gallons of ethanol demand eliminated already, and whether or not that volume would be made up later. You got farm news on Ron.
It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. Three full days of parts for classics, antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 10, 11, and 12, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited. Bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.